You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is March 27th, 2017. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Wet Shaving Talk podcast. Today on the show, we're going to discuss a few things going on in the wet shaving world. We have a big meetup, and we're going to discuss a vendor. We also have our discussion of the week, which is going to be based around slants, slanted double-edged safety razors. You won't want to miss that part. Our training tip of the week is how to effectively lather a shaving soap. I know when I was first starting out, I had a lot of trouble with actually lathering a soap. I thought I knew what I was doing. I really didn't. And it took a lot of time for me to learn. Again, I'm one that learns the hard way. I want to make this easier for you guys. So if you're a newbie, you won't want to miss this part either. Our vendor of the week is Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements and all that they do in the wet shaving world. They're a busy bunch. We'll go over them as well. And we'll discuss what's coming up in the future of the podcast and what's going on. We're going to have a really interesting month in May, so you're not going to want to miss that either. So without further ado, let's get on with the show. The Big Shave West 3. That's right, the third Big Shave West is a month away, less than a month away. You don't want to miss it. It's coming up. What I wanted to announce to you guys is I am going to be at the Big Shave West. I missed the first two. I'm very, very excited to be attending this meetup. It's a big one for me. It's one where I get to meet all the guys, all the people that I talk to online and text and all that throughout the week. Which actually, believe it or not, I probably text my wet shaving friends more than my regular friends. Not a very good thing, but I mean, it's a great thing, right? We got friends all over the world. I'm going to finally be able to put faces to the text. We're going to get to meet and everything like that. I'm really looking forward to going to this meetup. A lot of wet shaving notables will be there. A lot of companies, a lot of guys, YouTube guys and everything like that. So you won't want to miss this meetup. If you're in the area, you know, you got to hit it up. Check it out at the Old Town Shaving Company website. I also linked up the actual event to the show notes as well, so don't miss that. It's in Pasadena, California, Old Town Shaving Company. This is the biggest meetup of the year, guys. From what I've been seeing, just about everybody's going to be there. And for me, I'm really excited that I will be able to attend. I won't be there too long. I'll be arriving very late Friday night and have to depart Saturday around 10 o'clock at night on Saturday. So I won't be there too long. And, you know, unfortunately, I have to work and stuff like that, but I'm just glad I'm going to be able to attend the event and everything. I'm really excited. But what I want you guys also to do is if you have any questions for me or anything you want to see featured on the podcast, please let me know when I'm at the event. If you want to meet, I'd love to meet you in person and talk about it. Give me any, constructive feedback or feedback in general, but I'm really, really excited to meeting a bunch of listeners and stuff like that. So if you're going to be at the Big Shave West, you know, just drop me a line, let me know, and then maybe we could talk and we could see what you'd like to see on the podcast as well. That's what makes this podcast so fun for me. It's just you guys, the listeners. It really, really brings it just makes it all, puts it all together for me. So thank you again for listening. As I always really appreciate you guys listening to, and taking the time out of your day to listen to our podcast here. But also, I want to know what you guys want to hear too. So let me know at the meetup. I'll have my trusty notebook with me taking notes. And if always, just send me an email at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Also, guys, I want to talk about Wolf Whisker shaving brushes. Now, I have discussed some shaving brushes in the past, but this brush company has been really hot lately. Wolf shaving brushes are nuts right now. They are going, people are going crazy on Facebook for them. They're going on auction. They're going, being traded left and right. But I'm going to give you guys some inside information. Well, not too much inside information. It's well known. But if you want one of these brushes, and a lot of guys are going to hate me for this, April 15th is the next pre-order. So check out the site. I mean, I linked up to the Wolf site, and it's going to be crazy. I mean, if you really are interested in that shaving brush, get one from him direct. You get to order what you want with the knot you want on it. Get it from Mr. Wolf and order it April 15th. Now, there's several other pre-order dates that you can get onto the mailing list. Do that as well, but April 15th is the day. Whatever time it says on there, get there 15 minutes early and keep refreshing till it opens up. Get on that list if you want one of these brushes. The spots will fill probably within a few minutes. And to all the guys, I'm sorry I had to announce this, but I think everybody has a fair share to get one of these brushes. They're awesome. I have the privilege of owning one, and I really love it. So, guys, check it out. I have the link to the show notes as well. All right, guys. Moving right along, we have a discussion that I'd like to talk about, slanted safety razors. Now, there's a lot of talk about slants, and something that the first question I usually get, is it a broken razor? That's what I thought when I first saw one. No, there's nothing wrong with the razor. It's actually designed to be slanted in order for a different type of shave. Now, if you look at the slant, it's a slant bar style. The bar will be slanted tightly, and it's at an angle when you shave. What this does is it gives a different approach to combating stubble. These razors, they tend to work better in the way that they're set up, but they're not for everybody, if you know what I mean. It requires a little bit of a different touch. You want to use a very light touch when using these razors. A light touch, meaning they're not very forgiving. In my experience, I've owned several. They're not very forgiving altogether. You want to use a very sharp blade. You want to use a sharper, higher quality blade, because I've noticed that when I use a better blade, I get a better shave with these particular razors. The flex blade approach, what it does is you have to use it in a certain way. Okay, and what I mean by that is you cannot correct the cutting angle and just try to go straight with it and make the slant straight. You're going to ruin it. You're going to ruin the experience. Go straight down and let that slant work. Let it do its thing on its own, the way it's designed, and you'll get a very good shave at it. It does take practice. I'm not going to say it doesn't, but they're really fun when you get them. Now, would this be my only razor in my collection? No, I don't think so. I enjoy slants. They're great to use every now and then. I know there are a lot of other guys that use it, but they do require a lot of attention. But they are awesome when you get to use them. So there's an article that came out on Sharpologist several years ago that I've linked up, talking all about slants and different types of slants and everything. Now, these razors have been getting very popular in the last few years. 4 or 5 years ago, there's only one or two slants out. Now there's like several. There's probably like 8 or 9 different companies making a slant. There's companies making stainless steel, but higher quality, Bakelite, all these different materials and stuff like that, different bars, open comb design, and you know, they're all roughly, they shave differently, but they have the same concept. When you use a slanted razor, to use it the way it was designed. Watch a couple of videos and just look at it, because if you try to, when I started using slants, I tried to correct the angle and kind of make it go straight instead of going slanted, and it defeats the purpose and also doesn't really work very well. So if you want to just make sure you use the razor the way it was designed, and you should be fine with that. Remember, if you're a newbie and you're just starting out, you know, practice for a few months with a regular safety razor before you get into this, and buy some higher quality blades, some really sharp blades. Feather blades work. That's the ones that I use in mine, and it really works out well. But for some reason, I noticed that with the flexing of the blade, it tightens it up. It makes the blade a little bit stiffer. So you want to get a better sharp blade, because a dull blade, if you know with a dull blade, you'll skip and stuff like that. It's just no fun. So use a sharp blade when using that. Check out the article I linked up from Sharpologist. This was written a while ago, but it's, you know, all of the information is still relevant as well. All right, and our training tip of the week is how to properly lather a shaving soap. Now, I started out wet shaving in 2010. And when I started, I was buying soaps, and I'll be honest, I was the guy that was doing everything on his own. I bought straight razors on eBay, didn't have them professionally honed, tried to hone them myself with a knife sharpener. I tried using I made a mess, okay? I didn't learn the right way. So my whole concept for this podcast and for going over these training tips is so that people don't make the same mistakes as me, because learning the hard way is not always the best way, but I really want to show you guys different way, you know, that there is a light at the end of the tunnel if you're having a problem. So lathering your soap is not as easy as it sounds, okay? And a lot of people just go, oh, I got my shaving brush, put water on it, and just lather away. Well, yeah, that's going to work, but it may not work the way you want it to work. And you may not even know you're making a mistake until you actually learn, and it might take several months. But using too much water can lead to a diluted lather that won't hold up. It'll be runny, it won't work, and when you go to shave, you're going to end up not having as much protection on your face. It's not going to be a very good experience. Now, using too little water will result in overly thick, creamy, pasty lather, which is almost impossible to shave off, and again, won't be very fun. So you want to have a good balance. Now, there's a here's a tip that I've learned over the time, over the course of the years, that really works. It depends on the amount of water that you use on your brush. It depends on the brush knot, and the knot meaning synthetic brushes. Okay, you'll have a synthetic brush. They don't retain as much water as a natural hairbrush. So therefore, you don't have to soak it. You can, but you don't have to. A natural hairbrush, such as a badger, boar, horsehair brush, those brushes retain water. They're actual hair. They're real animal hair. So just like your hair, they retain water. They stay wet. So what I like to do with them is I like to soak my natural hairbrushes. Let them soak in some warm water. And a good example is put it in a bowl or a scuttle. Let it soak while you're in the shower, and then when you come out, you'll be ready to go. They'll be warmed up and primed. Now, when I take the natural hairbrush, I'll take it and I'll just fling out some water out of it. I won't fling it all out. I don't want it sopping wet, but I want to. I'll fling it out of maybe a good three or four good swings to get all that excess water out of it. And I think I'm ready to go. I'll lather directly into the shaving soap, and I can go face lather or bowl lather from there. Now, to effectively use a synthetic brush, you don't have to soak it, but some guys do. I've soaked it, I haven't. It doesn't retain as much water, so when you soak it, it comes out and you just fling it a few times, you're good. But really, if you just run it under the sink for about 3 seconds with some warm water, you're good to go. Just and also just let it, you know, just do a couple of swings and let some water get out, excess water, shake it a little bit, right? And then just lather right on the soap and you're ready to go. And I noticed that that works better with those two if you're face lathering. If you're also bowl lathering, you want to use the same amount of water, just lather in a bowl, right? So when you're going to do that, you want to make sure that you cover your face evenly with lather. And when you I say a lot of guys when they first start off to face lather, I did when I first started. I think face lathering, I do both. I bowl lather, I use a scuttle, I face lather as well. Face lathering seems to be a little bit easier to learn on, just me, because you're kind of making the lather on your face. So you can go a few times. You know, make sure that your lather is nice and clean and that basically your whole face has a nice layer of it. Most shaving soaps are going to have a lather of white lather, so you don't want to see any of your stubble through that lather. You want to make sure there's no air spots in there. And that just is a water ratio. Just make sure you mix it up really well on your face if you're doing that. And if you're using a bowl, make sure you just keep, you know, you do several or revolutions around that bowl until you see a nice white cloud with no real bubbles in it. And this will also tell you if the shaving soap is quality or not. If it's a non-quality shaving soap, it's going to be runny and you're never going to get that lather. And when you start noticing that, that shaving soap isn't a very good quality product and you probably want to get rid of it or not use it anymore. When you use a very good quality shaving soap, you'll notice that that lather comes up really quick and really thick right off the bat. You don't have to do too much work to it. So that's how you can tell. So good couple of tips, guys, is with natural hair brushes, use a little bit more water. Synthetic brushes, not required to use as much water, but both, you know, use proper technique when applying it on your face, and just make sure you have a nice even lather and that it feels very comfortable. And this will enhance the experience of your shave 100%. You'll have a lot of fun with it, and you'll also get to see which better quality soaps, because most soaps will lather with a little bit of effort, but not many soaps will lather properly when you use the right technique and you actually use it the right way. So practice makes perfect with this stuff, guys, and try some different scenarios. Experiment, you know, try different water. Hey, let me know, joe.whatshavingnews@gmail.com. Send me an email and we'll talk about it to see if you have any issues or if you're having or if you have any successes too. So yeah, lathering, how to properly lather shave soap. You got to try it. And remember, always this practice makes perfect. Okay, guys, I want to feature our vendor of the week now. Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements has been a spotlight for the wet shavers and collectors alike for the past few years. Now, what they do over there, not only do they make shaving products, but they come out with new ideas for new scents and new stuff like that with their soaps and their creams and their aftershaves, but they take back the classics as well, meaning if you're looking for a scent, if you remember your grandfather or your great-grandfather or your father smelling like something growing up and the item is not available, okay, chances are PAA makes it, all right? And chances are that they make the product or they make a product that's similar to it that will remind you of it. Now, these guys over there, their crew, Doug and Fran, are always on the move with new ideas. Okay, they're always doing research. They do a lot of work. I don't see them sleeping very much because they're always coming out with something new. So they're always on the ball. And they always, if you want to send them a message or anything with a question, they're always willing to answer your question. So, you know, shout out to Doug and Fran, the owners of Phoenix Artists and Accoutrements, for all the work that they do for the community and all the new ideas they come out with, because you never know what's coming out next. And it's a really fun watching them and all the other great things they do in the community, meetups, other websites. The Wet Shavers Roundtable is run by Doug. Also, you have a lot of other great things too. So really cool. We want to thank Phoenix Artists and Accoutrements for everything that they do in the wet shaving community and for all the new products that they show us and all the advice and all the great videos to help out in the newbies and experienced shavers alike. So thank you guys. I left the show note. In the show notes, I have the link directly to their website. Also, remember that Doug runs howtogrowmustache.com, which is another forum. It's a really cool site, and several other websites too, but that's all located in the show notes. So check them out, phoenixartistandaccruchements.com. So guys, that's all we have for this week and the podcast. I know it's a short week, but we have a lot coming up in the future. We're going to talk about next week, or I'm sorry, the week after, 2 weeks from now, what's happening in the wet shaving world. We'll have some new stuff coming on, some meetups and stuff coming up. You won't want to miss it. Two face or bowl lather. The differences, pros and cons. We discussed this briefly today about lathering, and this will be part two of our lather series. We'll talk about face or bowl, what's better, what's not. Are there pros, are there cons, or is it just preference? We'll talk about that as well. Antique stores, are they tapped out, or can you still get a deal? We'll talk about that. Antique stores, I'll be going through a few antique stores this week, and I'll let you know my experience. I may even bring my recorder with me and record it. We'll see what happens. And May will be straight razor month. That's right. May is straight razor month. We're going to talk about straight razors for the month of May. We're also going to go over a few things in straight razor. We're going to talk about stropping. We're going to talk about different types of straight razors and stuff like that. Got a lot of material for coming up in May, so you won't want to miss that either. Remember to contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com with any questions, comments, or concerns of our website or podcast as well. Our show is powered by sharpologist.com. What your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, aka Mantic59, for letting us use his platform and for all the support and everything he does in the wet shaving community. Most of all, special thanks to you, the listeners. Without you guys, there would be no podcast and I wouldn't be talking to you today. So thank you for everything that you do and being here every other week. Don't forget to check out my blog site, shavestraightandsafe.com, for tips and interesting wet shaving stories. I'll have some new content coming out very soon. And subscribe to my YouTube channel if you can. The link is in the show notes, and I have some cool videos here. I haven't updated it very much lately, but I will be in the very near future, so check that out as well. And if you're a vendor and would like to be featured on the show, please contact me. We'll talk about it. Join us on the Wet Shavers Roundtable every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I try to get there as often as I can, but Mantic was there most of the time, and so is a few other great wet shaving celebrities and notables in the business. You got vendors as well. Really cool. Don't want to miss that. It's live, interactive. Check it out, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Saturday. Our next show will be the 10th of April, and that will be coming up very soon. So, guys, don't miss out. As always, shave straight and shave safe, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye now.